Ships upon ships had come to Talarn since the battle had begun. Many had died, some had fled back to the warp, but most came in small groups, ragged clusters, and lone battle groups. Not since the Iron Warriors' main force arrived had a substantial fleet arrived together. The fleets which vied with Perturabo's forces were an amalgam of all the disparate forces drawn to make Talarn their battleground. The coming of the Golden Fleet broke that pattern. It came from the warp without warning. Clusters of war barks, bombardment barges, and battle cruisers spread into a wide sphere from the wounds of their re-entry. The Eagle Claw drifted at their centre, its ancient hull glimmering in the thin light of the stars. In the time of the Great Crusade, the Eagle Claw had changed from a lone ship reaving far ahead of the Emperor's crusade forces to the flagship of a fleet. Each ship of that fleet had been a prize of conquest, as had the wealth which filled their holds with mercenary companies from across the galaxy. The fees paid to the sacristan Genio-Het warriors alone were said to have been enough that they would have beggared kings. Yet the mistress of the Golden Fleet had paid them for 100 years of service in advance, and they were not alone. Beside the forces bought by coin, there were those bought by oaths and loyalty. The orphaned knights of House Glaze walked at the fleet mistress's command beside automata painted in auric and ebony to show their perpetual service. 300 warriors of the 13th Legion rode in the Eagle Claw, and the bodyguard who stood at the ship mistress's shoulder had stood in the battle lines of the first battles of Unity. During the Great Crusade, some had objected to the half-mocking title given to the Emperor's privateer pathfinders, but it fitted the Golden Fleet and its mistress to perfection. Rogue Trader, they had called her, and now she had brought her war fleet back from beyond the edge of conquest and found a war. From her throne, Rogue Trader Sangria, mistress of the Golden Fleet, looked on the light of Talarn and listened. She had left the Imperium from Talarn a decade before and struck out into the dust-cloud reaches of the Morai Vale. She had served and built the Imperium since a time when its name and nature were still fresh with newborn strength. Yet for all her power, she knew that she would never be a part of the Imperium she was building. People of her kind had faced a choice with the coming of the Emperor: serve out in the dark or be destroyed. She had chosen to serve, but a part of her had always hoped that she could return and die in the land she had helped create. The truth that formed piece by piece as she listened and read the data from her auspexes said that the Imperium she had left had died, that everything she had helped to build was burning from within. When she spoke, her words were quiet.
"Take us in," she said.